20 to 9 is the time. We will come back to our conversation about the economy, but let's look at another aspect with the weekend just around the corner. Let's face it, if you happen to be fortunate enough to have the weekend off, we take all the moments that we can, of course, at these grave times. So what if you are separated or divorced and it's your turn to see the child or the children? Is your ex-husband, your ex-wife going to say, oh, can't do it, coronavirus? I explored some of this with Michael Gove yesterday.
If it is the case that you're a divorced or separated couple, then children under the age of 18 can move between one parent's home and another. Now, obviously, we want to limit as much as possible people moving between homes, but for children under the age of 18, they can see their respective parents.
Tom in Windsor joins me now. This touches your life, Tom. I understand you are separated or divorcing or divorced. Good morning.
Good morning, yes. Separated myself, yes.
And you have a boy, is that right? How old is your son?
Yes, he's 11 at the moment. He'll be 12 in September.
And what do you understand to be the situation as and when you next have custody, when he's due to have a weekend or whatever it might be with you, Tom?
Well, after the Prime Minister's...
Address?
Address is
yep.
the word.
Yep. No, don't worry, it's my job, Monday. Don't worry. Yep, go ahead. That's my job, don't worry.
I was very unclear on how single parents... when it comes to custody of their child. After hearing about Michael Gove's TV appearance and how he got it wrong and then apologised and corrected it, I actually addressed my ex-partner and said, look, you know, I can still have my son over. This is what the government has said, but she's now in this awkward state of whether to let him come over or not. But she's now advising me that I'm not to see him due to... social distancing measures.
How far away from your ex-wife do you your partner do you live?
Well, she's High Wycombe, so it's a good half hour, 40-minute drive for me.
Stay on the line, Tom. I want to bring into the conversation Neil Russell, who's a partner in family law at the firm Seddons in London. Your advice to Tom, your advice to others, Neil. There's a weekend approaches. What might it be? Good morning to you.
Good morning, Nick. It's unprecedented. The law in relation to how the contact arrangements would ordinarily work has not changed. So if you have a contact order, that contact order should still be put in place. I think, unfortunately, for Michael Gove yesterday, he made a mistake initially when he felt that the child arrangements were caught by the social distancing and lockdown, because he then confirmed that children can be moved between their parents' home. But the thing is, children can be, but it doesn't mean that they must be. So Tom's position here is that if he's well, there's no reason why his son can't come and stay with him. And as to the reason why mother is saying no, what do we know why she's saying no? If it's simply because there's the coronavirus, well, that shouldn't apply. That would be wrong.
Tom, it is because of the virus, isn't it, Tom?
Yes, it's purely just because of the virus.
Neil?
And Tom, is there an order in place already for you to have contact, or are you just on a
ad hoc?
Many people reach agreement without court orders?
We're on an agreement without any court order in place.
It's an ad hoc one then, effectively, isn't it? Stay on the line,
yes,
Tom. It's ad hoc, Neil. That doesn't give him a lot of power, presumably, Neil Russell?
Unfortunately not. I mean, my advice for the moment is if you can't get into court because the judges are doing many remote hearings, is to try and suggest mediation. There are a lot of mediators setting up who will do this via Zoom or FaceTime to help parties try and reach an agreement. Because what's going to happen otherwise is certain parents who have the children with them every day are going to have genuine concerns and genuine reasons for not allowing the children to go to other parents. And others are sadly going to weaponise the children and use this coronavirus as an excuse to delay contact. And the problem that the courts are going to have is trying to work through who's abusing the system and who's just genuinely concerned.
Tom, is there a middle party? I don't know, you know, a mother-in-law or an uncle or a dad that you can use, a sort of mediator, Tom?
No. I mean, not really. I mean, my parents are over the age of 65, so they're having to, you know, stay in themselves. It's only 4 days a week I get off work to see him.
Neil wants to come back in, and he's far. Well, I'm not qualified at all. Neil Russell.
Tom, do you live on your own?
I do, yes.
And you're in good health?
Touch wood, I am, yes.
Okay. Well, I think what you'd need to try and do is say to Mum, and I take it your son wants to spend time with you.
Yes, he does. I was able to have a video call with him last night, and he asked me the question, you know, why can't I come over? I'm only coming to your house.
Gosh.
And it put me in an awkward position to say, well, I'm sorry, son, your mum's thinking of your health and has said no. But at the
well,
same...
credit for you doing that and not saying what others might say. Back to you, Neil.
Yeah, Tom, well, firstly, that's very good, because the worst thing is when parents end up, the children get caught up in the fight.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
comments you made are the right comments. I try and encourage her to agree with you. If she says no and she won't agree, you could always try the park, because, you know, that's somewhere where you could see him for a little bit. But do suggest to her mediation and go online and see if you can get one of these online mediators to help you, because that might encourage her to allow it.
Tom, the best of luck to you. I have to be, Tom, good luck to you, sport. I hope it worked really. And well done for not laying into the kid's mum yesterday. It was an open goal and you could have blasted it in. You're absolutely right. Don't pour oil on flames, if you know what I'm saying, Tom.
Thank you.
Look after yourself. Neil Russell is the family law partner at Seddons. Thank you, Neil. Tom, good luck to you. 8:46 LBC News headline, Simon Conway.
The Housing Secretary says it's sensible for construction.